Netanyahu edges toward victory in Israel's vote, by Isabel Kirshner and David M. Halfinger. Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's conservative prime minister for the past decade, appeared poised to win a fourth consecutive term in office and a fifth overall, according to preliminary results early on Wednesday. Both Mr. Netanyahu and his chief rival, Benny Gantz, a centrist former military chief, declared victory after Tuesday's parliamentary election, appearing to win the same number of seats in the Israeli parliament. But a count of the broader blocs needed to form a coalition government appeared to give Mr. Netanyahu's Likud party a clear advantage over Mr. Gantz's blue and white. Mr. Netanyahu now seems all but sure to surpass the nation's founding leader, David Ben-Gurion, as Israel's longest-serving prime minister. Victory would also provide Mr. Netanyahu, 69, with a renewed mandate as he battles a looming indictment on charges of bribery and corruption. A dominant global player who has built a strong economy, Mr. Netanyahu is widely credited with having kept the country secure and delivered a series of long-sought diplomatic victories, many of them thanks to President Trump. Regardless of the outcome, Mr. Gantz's strong performance was a remarkable achievement for a political newcomer and a brand new party. Mr. Gantz, a career soldier who retired as chief of staff in 2015, entered politics last year for the first time, joining forces with two other former army chiefs in an effort to blunt Mr. Netanyahu's claim that only he could keep Israel safe. More than a million Israelis appeared to have voted for Mr. Gantz's blue and white party, placing it in the position of being the main alternative to Israel's white wing, a spot once held by the Labor Party. Initial exit polls had projected a muddled outcome, and many Israelis went to bed on Tuesday suspended in a post-ballot twilight zone. The final tally may not be known until the ballots of soldiers, prisoners, and hospital patients are counted later this week. The exit polls of the three main television channels were sufficiently disparate that both sides claimed victory. "This is a night of tremendous victory," Mr. Netanyahu said after entering a jubilant campaign celebration around 2 a.m. to cheers and chants of Bibi, King of Israel.